so locked up tight again. And when I pray it's all begun, and when you smile it melts away. Thank you.
KGNU Community Radio is putting out the vinyl call and getting into the groove for our annual summer record and CD sale Sunday, August 28th from noon to 5 p.m. at our Denver studio, 700 Kalamath Street. Gone digital with your music? Clear out some shelf space and donate some dusty discs to your community radio station for a tax deduction. We are accepting donations at both our Boulder and Denver studios. Going analog with your music? Shop in support of KGNU Radio at our summer record and CD sale on Sunday, August 28th, and unearth some classic sounds.
Acknowledge. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and live stream at kgnu.org. This wraps up this edition of the Afternoon Sound Alternative. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I'm Johnny D. I'm with you every second Friday of each month, always trying to find new and old tracks that are fun to listen to for you, so we'll keep that going. Up at 3 o'clock, we have Cafe Nuba coming, so check for that. And then we have some news being brought to you about 2:56, so stay tuned for that as well. One last track. This is The Breeders' Flipside. Hope you guys have a great weekend, and just keep on keeping on. All right, keep it here. KGNU.
This is Maeve Conran with the afternoon news headlines here on KGNU in collaboration with the Colorado Independent. Backers of a Denver initiative that would allow adults to consume cannabis in regulated neighborhood-approved spaces submitted a petition to city officials today with a view to getting on the November ballot. Denver's neighborhood-supported cannabis consumption committee had collected more than 10,800 signatures in less than a month. That's more than twice the required amount. Under the initiative, a business or an individual could apply for a permit to allow cannabis consumption in a designated area on their property. Those spaces must comply with the Colorado Clean Indoor Air Act and also prevent exposure to secondhand smoke. In addition, they cannot be within 1,000 feet of a school. The City Council would create a task force to study and report on the impact of the ordinance, and the ordinance itself would expire on December 31st, 2020, if the city had not approved comprehensive cannabis consumption regulations prior to that date. Colorado's U.S. Senate race between incumbent Democratic Senator Michael Bennett and Republican challenger Darrell Glenn is shaping up to be one of the most closely watched in the country. This is after Republicans scored a big win for that office in 2014 with the election of Cory Gardner. This year, Democrats are looking to learn lessons from 2014. Craig Hughes, a Democratic consultant in Denver who was working for Michael Bennett, told the Colorado Independent that one thing the campaign might do differently in this election is to go heavier on consistent positive messaging. The Democrats have, however, been quick to tie Darrell Glenn to Donald Trump, for whom he's been campaigning. Many Colorado Republicans have not supported Trump, with several high-profile Republicans staying away altogether from the recent national convention. Donald Trump's director for Hispanic outreach in the state, Tom Lucero, a former politician, is now tasked with wooing Republicans here to Team Trump. The Colorado Independent spoke with Lucero about exactly how he plans to convince Hispanic voters in Colorado to vote for Trump, given that the Republican presidential nominee has managed to alienate Latinos throughout his campaign. Trump has disparaged immigrants and claimed that a federal judge presiding over a lawsuit against Trump University was biased because of his Mexican heritage. One of the most controversial and often ridiculed statements made by Trump in relation to our neighbors to the south is his assertion that he would build a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border and make Mexico pay for it. But Tom Lucero says that's not likely to happen. Lucero also says that people should realize Hispanic voters are not a monolithic voting bloc. He says he's spoken to lots of individuals who say they want to get immigration in check. He also cites healthcare costs, taxes, and the regulatory environment as issues raised by Hispanics. Read about those stories and more at thecoloradoindependent.com. For KGNU, I'm Maeve Conran. Stay tuned. The Community Calendar is next.
This week's Community Calendar is brought to you by Grassroots Institute for Fundraising Training. Join in at Money for Our Movement's, a social justice fundraising conference in Denver at the Auraria campus, August 12th through 14th, for 3 days of practical skills building, discussions of new and emerging strategies, and networking opportunities. Learn more at grassrootsfundraising.org. This is the Community Calendar for Friday, August 12th. In Boulder, support the Woman's Bakery with a night of live music. Bread Beats is a benefit concert featuring folk music by Emily Scott Robinson, art by Renee Saunders, and craft beer and signature drinks from Shine Gathering Place. Come celebrate the power of women and local Boulder businesses. Bread Beats, a benefit concert, takes place at the Shine Restaurant and Gathering Place in Boulder at 7 o'clock tonight. For more on this and other events, or to put your event on the calendar, online at kgnu.org.
You are tuned to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM, worldwide at kgnu.org. Next, stay tuned for Cafe Nuba.
This program is brought to you by the KGNU listener member and by Z2 Entertainment, presenting David Grisman's Sextet at Chautauqua Auditorium, Friday, August 12th at 7:30 p.m. More information and tickets can be found at chautauqua.com.
Peace, gentle listeners. Welcome to Cafe Nuba, your original source for what's going on in Denver's arts and entertainment scene, usually hosted by Itef Vida, a.k.a. DJ Kavum Motivation. DJ Kavum is on tour, and so instead, taking his place, we have Alchemia Earth joining us. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, as usual. What's up, KGNU listeners? I am so honored to be here. I just first have to give a shout-out to DJ Kavum, my husband, Itef. Man, he just went viral. Huffington Post released that really dope article. You guys should totally check that out on Facebook. We're at almost 3 million views in 3 days. So lots happening there. Yeah. So let's just get right to it. So first of all, we got to do the keep it fresh section real quick. You know, I noticed the last few days have been really, really hot, and hydration is key. And so make your vitamin water, infuse your water, chop up your cucumbers, your lemons, your limes, throw it in your water overnight. You can add herbs like cilantro, mint, strawberries, whatever you want. And that's your original vitamin water. Put that other vitamin water down, all that sugar, all that artificial flavoring. That's not what's up. Okay. So real simple. Infuse your water, gives you all the minerals and all you need. So I want to introduce my guest. I got William Greer in the house, and he is a specialist in politics, but actually not politics, it's unitics. And I've been reading all the writings on his blog lately, and I have to say it's quite amazing. I've just been really intrigued, and with the whole election going on and all this stuff with Trump and Hillary, and I think it's very appropriate that we have, since we have that coming up, that we get into this whole thing called unitics. So welcome, William. Thanks for coming.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah. So what exactly is unitics?
Well, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked that, because unitics is a word that I coined, and really it's supposed to encapsulate this concept of bipartisan action. Because when you think about what's happened, and when you look at how both the idea of our political parties, which I refer to as our anointed parties, and then also their combination with the big media out there, you see that what they tend to do is divide us up into little buckets, right? So this group over here is progressive, this group over here is conservative, and then they define those two things, and the way that they define them is in itself divisive, right? And you see the results of that in the vitriol that has become common in today's political discussions. I mean, think about this, right? Mm-hmm. If you took any group of people, we're all going to have differences. And it doesn't really matter whether you self-define as a conservative or you self-define as a progressive. Mm-hmm. If you take them all and you put them in a group and you talked about what is the vision that we have for America, you find out that there's a lot of commonality there, right?
Right.
I mean, really, I mean, take, say, the concept of homelessness, which if you listen to the rhetoric that's out there, you hear, oh, well, conservatives don't care about homeless people and progressives really care. But if you took those two poles together and you stuck them out there and you said, well, what is your vision? Is anybody here supportive of homelessness, for instance? You find that nobody really wants homelessness. The vision that we all have of America is generally a shared one. And the discussion and the thing that they use to divide us into these buckets is really a tactical discussion. Now, you know, in my real life, I work as a leader in a large company, and I can tell you we go into meetings all the time and we talk about say some outcome that we're looking for, and usually there is some dissension in the group.